Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Thursday morning, streaming live on YouTube, on Periscope, and on Twitch as well. And we are pleased to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend, Preds radio analyst, Hal Gill, presented by Duncan, featuring their new location in Belle Meade, and TriStar Moving, TriStar Movers with five-star service. Skillsy, what's going on, brother? How we doing?
I'm doing well, man. I'm just gearing up for another what seemed like a playoff matchup last game. I assume this is going to be another one. So getting ready for it.
It's going to be awesome. We'll get to the game itself here in just a few minutes, but I do want to get your thoughts on the Smashville Live episode that you and I did last night. Oh. Darcy Hordachuk joining the show.
Epic.
That was potentially the easiest hour of radio that I've ever done in my entire life. We probably could have done 5 hours with the former Nashville Predator.
But yeah, when you start off for a whole hour show and just say go, you know, that's all you have to do with Darcy. But yeah, that was awesome. I mean, the stories, you know, he's just a character. And so I never played with him. I've heard all the stories from guys that have, and he didn't disappoint. He gave us a great show. I enjoyed that.
Well, you had some good stories too in there, Hal. I told this story on the show earlier. It brought me back to college. We got a keg one time just for a Probert Tydomi fight that we knew was happening between the Wings and Leafs. And, you know, I mean, I know hockey, you know, it's changed for the better, right? But I do kind of miss that stuff. Do you miss that stuff?
You know what? There's a place for it. And it went, you know, he was talking about the glory days with Probert. I mean, those guys were out there, and it was the one goal is to get in a fight, and to, you know, that kind of destroyed the fighting, in my opinion. I think there was always a place for fighting, and I still think there is. I think the players need to police themselves, but it got out of hand. You know, when you had, you know, I remember being on teams where there were three fighters on one team and two fighters on the other team, and there's one guy that would be left out, and he'd be upset, you know. He'd be running around like looking for someone else to fight, and it, you know, it became a sideshow. But you know, when you're talking about those days, the fight was the game. I mean, that's what people came to see. So I you know what, I do miss that, but I think it's in a better place. But I'd love to find a happy medium.
Hal, the Predators back in action tonight, taking on the Stars. They've won six in a row. They found themselves back into a playoff spot here for the time being. What's the biggest reason that they've been able to turn this around, in your opinion? As you watch them play, what's been different about them as of late?
I really think the defensive zone structure and the commitment from all five players on the ice to the D side has been the biggest difference. That kind of set them up for a little bit of confidence, I think. And now, you know, you look at that Dallas game, and everyone on that team said, yeah, we kind of got outplayed in the first and second, but then they came back in the third. But I don't look at it as outplayed. I think the Stars had the edge, but in the past, I feel like the Preds would kind of fold up a little bit. There was no quit. I mean, they battled. Sure, Dallas had the edge, but the Preds came back and battled through everything. I mean, they had defensemen tangled up and working together and fighting to get it back around, and it finally did come around. And when you do that and you hang in games and you don't give up those five-minute lapses where you collapse, then more often than not, you're going to find ways to win games. And that's what they're doing right now, is sticking in the fight. And if it's not perfect, well, they'll fight for it until it works out for them. And that's what they're doing right now. That's why they've had success.
Just from a coaching perspective here, Hal, we were kind of talking about coaches in this league and the level of impact they can have. Do you look at this like John Hines and his staff have found something, adjusted something, improved in some way, or is this they've been the same and the players are doing better at adapting to what they want them to do?
Yeah, it's two-way street, right? I think you kind of pointed at it. You know, you can go out and put a game plan, but players got to go out and execute it, and you need a buy-in. And I really think with Yossi and Ellis being out, I think everyone on the team said, all right, we got to help out defensively. We got to get back. We can't leave Jeremy Davies and Alex Carrier. These young kids are coming in. We can't leave them hanging high and dry. So we're going to have to come back and play five-man defense and get everyone in the picture to make sure that pucks get out and then make sure pucks get in so these guys can get a change and go out with fresh legs. And that's really became their game now. And that's, you know, whether that's coaching or the buy-in from the players, probably a lot of both, they have that right now. And I've been on teams like that where you say, hey, we have some injuries and we got to fight through it. And it makes you a better team. You know, obviously you want Roman Yossi back in the lineup. You need Ryan Ellis to come back in the lineup. You need these guys. Philip Forsberg's out. That's a tough hit. But you have guys stepping up, and not just one guy or two guys. It's the whole team stepping up. And that's what makes being on a team fun.
Preds radio analyst Hal Gill on with us here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by TriStar Moving and by Duncan. Hal, there's been a lot of talk recently about the forecheck and how relentless that has been for the Predators in this winning streak. What have been your thoughts on that? And as a defenseman, when the Predators are executing the way they are right now on the forecheck and are as aggressive as they've been, how difficult is that to handle as a defenseman?
Yeah, that, it makes it miserable. And that's, it goes into the, you know, if you're breaking out as a five-man unit and you're going through the neutral zone as a five-man unit, well, more often than not, you're going in the zone as a five-man unit. So, you know, I love that beast line where, you know, you have Trennan barreling down the wing and he chips it in to a guy and the defenseman goes, okay, I have to go back. I have to deal with Trennan, so I'm going to move it pretty quick. I'm not going to sit here and just take a hit. I got to move this puck a little bit quicker than maybe I normally would. And a guy like Colton Sissons, who's just cleaning up and destroying guys everywhere lately, is reading that play and saying, okay, if he's going to move it quick, I'm going to get there quick and hit the other defenseman. So now you have two defensemen going back on, I got to get rid of it. More often than not, it's rim around the boards or it's a bobbled puck, not a clean play. And then you have the next guy jumping in and creating the turnover. And it's really trickled down through the whole team. And that's you know, as a defenseman, I saw Chicago and they just couldn't move it. They just could not move the puck out of their zone, and it was exhausting for them. And then they turn it over. Now you spend, you know, 30 seconds, 40 seconds in your own end. That's exhausting. So that affects your next shift. And then it goes in waves. And, you know, I feel like the Preds have four lines that are going, and they're jumping over the boards playing relatively the same way, and they're just attacking and eating up teams. Now, the Dallas game, I thought Dallas did a pretty good job moving the puck. But Dallas' forecheck was similar, right? And so that made for playoff-style hockey where the guys were just hunting and getting in. That's why we saw so many hits, is because you're setting up that forecheck, and both teams were doing it pretty well.
Hal, if this team does get to the playoffs after everything, and, I mean, again, we spent weeks on here basically just talking about who's getting traded to where.
Yeah.
And how, what level of blow up are we talking about, and on and on. If this team gets to the playoffs, what does that say? And also, what do you think that means in the context of, you know, the direction of the franchise?
Well, first of all, I know you don't want to, you know, Preds were kind of put in a position with injuries where they got to see some younger players. So, you know, you look at Tolvanen, who's come on and been awesome. You know, I think he's up there with as one of the best rookies right now. You look at Carrier, who's really turned a corner and looks like a solid NHL defenseman. So that might make you change your idea about what this team is about. You know, earlier on, you said, okay, this is our core group and this is what we're building around. Now you have Yakov Trennan playing pretty good hockey, Olivier going out there banging bodies, and everyone's falling in line. And so you say, okay, maybe we're a different team than we thought. And maybe, you know, you squeak into the playoffs. It's going to be a battle, but you're going to learn a lot about the team. And David Poile has to be taking all that into account. He didn't want to have injuries and have these guys come in, I'm sure. But it's been kind of a pleasant surprise to see where this team could go. And once you get into playoffs, guys, you know this. You've seen it before. It's anything goes. Anything can happen. And so I'm sure the guys in the locker room are saying, hey, why not us? Why can't we do it? You know, if Tampa and Florida and Carolina are going to be, you know, they're battling for first position in that division, that's not the same as trying to squeak in. I mean, there's a sense of urgency that you're playing with trying to get into that fourth spot. And that urgency carries over in the playoffs, and sometimes that can catch teams off guard. So I wouldn't rule them out. If they can get in, they can make some damage.
Preds radio analyst Hal Gill has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, presented by Duncan, featuring their new location in Belle Meade, and TriStar Moving, TriStar Movers with five-star service. Hal, great stuff as always, my friend. Appreciate you taking time to join us.
Hey, I just want to add one thing. You know, as a radio station, I really appreciate you guys, Caroline Fenton, coming on. And I think that's awesome that you're bringing in a woman's voice, and I'm excited to hear her. But that's just cruel and unusual to throw her in with Jared. Does she know?
She's about to get a crash course, excited. My friend.
I'm excited to talk to her. So I'm happy to be involved with 102.5 and the game for bringing her on. I think that's awesome.
Well, we appreciate that, Hal. And great stuff as always. And have fun on the call tonight.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy the game.
Absolutely. That was Predators radio analyst Hal Gill.
Hazard pay for Caroline?
Maybe so. Maybe she negotiated that into the contract. We'll have to see.
She did say that she on Twitter, she's got batteries for smoke detectors.
Well, that's a good start.
Yeah.
It's a good start. They could be of immediate assistance to Stillman on that regard. When we come back, we'll have the final segment of the show, get into the NFL hot topics, and also opening day in Major League Baseball. What's your interest level? Let us know on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. All that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.